Blog Talk Radio.
The heart of a hustler, on the grind, all the time. Never say die behind this mic, it's my life. When I draw my thoughts on the paper, thank God for being my savior. I got the heart of a hustler, dedication to the arts and crafts, making it last. Every time I'm on the stage, I'm in the phase. The hustle's in my heart, that's why I'm doing it, man. Perception is a motherfucker, yeah, high pain behind the chain. Life is much rougher, yeah. Catch up before life fuck ya. Play the game to the life structure, but yeah. Living by your own code, never say die mentality. Karma is a bitch, but a rap cause casualty. Yep. In reality, the hustle is the code. Violate your own beliefs, nigga, then lose your soul. It's my body, it's my temple, my fight, it's my spirit. Yep. The hustle with my music, I hope that y'all can hear it. Yeah. Hustle is more than the money and the dope. Yeah. It's never giving up and staying on the course. Of course, that's the source of my growth as an MC and a man. So I had to take an oath. Yeah. Never change what I do, always do what I do. Yeah. God is the pillar and my strength in the booth.
All right, y'all. I'm going to welcome you on Surge Radio. I know we took a week off, but, you know, I don't want to waste no time. I want to get into this show. We got a lot of great topics. You are now joining your man, Lyricist, on Surge Radio, you know, where shock isn't shock. It's real. And you also joining my man, Spades.
Hey, what it do, people? Spades in the building. What up, L?
What up, sir?
Nothing much, man.
All right.
Enjoying another day.
Oh, hell yeah. It's going to be a busy day for me. You know, I got a lot of stuff going on. So, you know, I look forward to getting to this day and getting some of this stuff knocked out. We'll gradually get into that a little bit later. But let's hop straight into the topic. The first topic I want to touch on is the whole 50 Cent versus Meek Mill scenario or situation. Now, I sat back on it for a week. I know we could have talked about it last week, and we would have still been up to date with the whole beef. To me, it just seems like the entire MMG label is gunning for somebody. And recently, Rick Ross just dissed Lil Wayne and Baby, supposedly. But judging by what I heard, he did. But let's focus on Meek Mill and 50 Cent. What is your thoughts on that, bro?
I don't understand, like, why Meek is, like, I'm a big Meek fan, okay? So I don't understand why he's doing what he's doing. I don't know if it's publicity for his new album that he's about to drop in or what, but you cross some bridges that can fuck you up. Like, 50 Cent? I don't know why he's going after 50 Cent. First of all, MMG and the whole, I don't know why they doing whatever they doing right now. But that shit is not looking good as a unit or, you know what I'm saying, business-wise. Because now it's looking like, nigga, y'all shady, and every time y'all get something, y'all trying to go after somebody. And y'all getting y'all feelings hurt every time. I would just chill and try to make my money.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Make your money. You know, if you were so butthurt about 50 Cent laughing at you on stage after the outcome of your battle with Drake, you should have done something about Drake. Because guess what? He wasn't the only person laughing at you, Meek. You know, Meek, to me, is a clown. And I can sit up here and I can, you know, go into different reasons of why I think Meek Mill is a clown. This guy's a clown because, you know, he decides to get into a beef with 50 Cent and then tries to back out and say, hey, no, let's do this, let's do this. I put 50K up, you know, towards the Flint water crisis. You match. No, you dumb fuck. You don't use that situation as a scenario to escape the battle. It's a good thing that 50 Cent knew exactly what you was doing because you're a coward. You take a situation. Now, what if it was Philadelphia? What if it was something wrong with your city's water? You will want and expect everybody to get behind your city, you know, wholeheartedly. You only doing this for two reasons. You jumped in the beef with 50 Cent for exposure to help bounce back from the L that you took from Future, Drake, and everything else in between.
Oh, man, he took one from Future, too?
Exactly, damn. Yeah, because he never responded to Future. So, in the words of Drake, you ain't do shit about the last one. So how you going to sit up here and take something to 50 Cent or anybody else and you ain't do shit about your last beef? You ain't do nothing about the last diss record. So it's a joke to me when I hear this guy talk about the donating to Flint and match him and everything like that. It's not a matching game. I know you want to use this as an opportunity to look good in front of the judge when they sentence your ass next month. Me, I hope they throw your ass in jail for probation violation because you're a bum. So, at the end of the day, my thoughts don't change when it comes to Meek Mill. I think Meek Mill is a bum. Now, he had my respect at one point, but the whole Flint water situation, him throwing shots at 50 and then backing out like a coward, you know, I have zero respect for this guy. He's a bum. And I think that it's official that everybody except for Wale is bumps on that record label. I'd probably give Styli, a nod too, because Styli's staying to himself. He ain't saying shit. But everybody else on that label is bums.
Yeah, I'm fucking with Wale still. Man, that nigga could have went about that shit a whole different way, dog. I just don't understand. Like, I can't understand the concept of motherfuckers starting shit and then getting into the shit and then backing out. Or, like, creating a beef and then you get smashed on that shit and then have no response. I just don't understand it.
Because he thought that 50 Cent was an easy target. That's what the problem was. He thought because Rick Ross and 50 has a long-standing beef because in Rick Ross's mind, he won the battle between him and 50 Cent. Now, there's several ways to look at that scenario. He feels like he's the only person that's ever survived 50's onslaught. No, he's not the only person to ever survive 50. There's one person that survived 50. And that's the game.
Kanye. Oh, yeah, game.
Well,
I thought you were going to say Kanye. Because him and Kanye went back and forth, too.
But they never exchanged tracks. Rick Ross and 50 Cent exchanged tracks. The game and 50 Cent exchanged tracks. So, in my humble opinion, you know, I say the only person that ever survived going track for track with 50 Cent is the game. Now, Rick Ross, yeah, he went, you know, track for track, but then 50 went the fact route. And he exposed them for being a CEO. But it seemed like in this new generation of, like the millennials, and like new generation of hip-hop and shit, they're fine with people being phony. So that's why I'm starting to believe what the fans' interpretation of what a thug is or what's real and what's not real. It really doesn't matter because they accept phony shit.
Like you said, that's the generation, L. That's the generation. Like, nowadays, it's certain shit that we grew up or that you grew up in your generation, and then I'm 80s, late 80s. Like, that shit is none and void. Like, loving a female is wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, actually wanting a house and just not all these fucking Jews and shit, that shit is wrong. It's not living up to the standards. So, female's mind is fucked up, and then the man's mind is fucked up. But you definitely right about that shit. These niggas love phonies.
They love phonies,
not too
man.
Much
just
real
look,
rappers
look.
Out here, Doug.
Look, they love phonies and self-incrimination. I've never seen so many people get... Look, I've never seen so many people get arrested for what they put on their Instagrams, dog. I'm like, dog, you go really? Oh, yeah. I just hit a lick on this nigga yesterday. Look what I got.
Right. Nigga, I'm not putting that shit on those.
Cops knocking at your door because you're a goddamn coon. Doing coon-like shit.
Who's, was that on Dave Chappelle?
What?
Was that on Dave Chappelle when that nigga hit him with the Hennessy? No, that was on the Boondocks. Hit him with the Hennessy! Arrested his ass right then and there, nigga. Stop snitching on yourself.
And that's the thing, man. These young motherfuckers master the art of snitching on themselves. You know, I'm like, y'all some of the dumbest motherfuckers, man. I just watched a music video on Facebook, and motherfuckers, like, just brandishing guns. You know, it's telling like, I was on the block yesterday. The ad reads 17th, 9th, and 20th. So, I was on 13th Avenue acting a fool. Blah, blah, blah. Like, nigga, you giving addresses and shit.
The whole address.
You giving addresses. Yeah, I just hit Twan yesterday. If Twan didn't know that you hit him yesterday, he know now.
Yeah, ma.
I just lied to the feds. They set me down. You know, man, they almost got you, nigga. I just told them a lie. But they know you lied to them now. You dumb motherfucker, you put the video out. This is the era of self-incrimination, dude. It's like these new rappers are a new breed.
Well, you should have known that when Soulja Boy came out way back then. You should have known right then and there, nigga.
You know
this
what?
Shit was about to change.
Even Soulja Boy didn't tell on himself. All he did was dance.
True. But that
you
opened up all that
himself?
Other fruity ass bullshit.
Yeah, it did. It did. Look, that's a whole other conversation. but the era of snitching niggas, of self snitching niggas, it started. Let's be honest. It started with Rick Ross.
Yeah. Correction officer.
Oh, I got my shit coming through the ports. and then he'll say which port is coming through.
Port of Miami. What is
you know, then he, you know, I got to shout out my connect. Of course you're going to shout your connect out in the song, you dumb motherfucker. If you get locked up, you snitch. He know why.
Working for the feds,
but y'all
want to
call 50 a rat and a snitch. Oh, man, and don't get me started on Irv Gotti ass. But look, man, Murder, Inc. dead. 50 killed you.
Murder, Inc.
You think you
been
put,
dead.
I'm like, look, dog, you think you putting out a PPO that has 50 Cent at the bottom of it, whatever the fuck legal documentation you put out there trying to incriminate this man. And look, man, I don't care. I don't care if he got a personal protection order against y'all when y'all jumped him in the club and shit and stabbed that man. So fucking what? It'll make him a coward. That means that if he do come back and decide to blast one of you bastards, it wouldn't have been him. He wouldn't be the first person they ask a question to because he got a personal protection order against you fuckers. It's called being strategic.
Yes. Every move is a strategic move.
Every move is calculated. You make a motherfucker feel like you a victim, you the last person they come in question, especially when the bodies show up. So if you want to use that as your leverage to say that 50 Cent is a rat, go ahead. I know a lot of people that did that shit.
I did that shit.
See? Look,
I did that shit.
I almost told him
I ain't
myself.
No motherfucking rat.
Look, I almost ratted. Like, I know a lot of people that did that shit. Boy. I'll keep that shit
I did that
up.
Shit, and it saved my motherfucking ass, nigga. It saved my ass, boy.
Half the time, a PPO is best for both sides, especially if you know you have the capabilities of catching the body. So it's best for both sides. So, all right, we done with that. Meek, you're a bum. I hear 50 Cent go be in the city today. I think he's going to be at one of the parties I'm going to out in Royal Oak. I'll talk about that more later. But, yeah, Meek, you're a bum. And you took another L. So what? Let's get into this Oscars boycott. You said what?
Oh, no, nothing. I was laughing, dog.
So let's get into this Oscars boycott. So everybody up under the sun that is colored, semi-colored, and want to be colored is boycotting the Oscars. And it's due to the fact that there weren't any African-American nominations this year.
That's two times this year. I mean, that's twice in 2 years.
Well, they had a nomination last year.
Did they
have some nominations? Yes, they did. Now, it's two ways to look at this. You could take the Stacey Dash coonery approach, or you could take the common sense approach. Okay, I think that Will Smith's accent and concussion suck. That's just me. It's not Oscar worthy, so I can see why he wasn't nominated for an Oscar. Now, Idris Elba should have been nominated.
Yes.
There's a slew of actors that should have been nominated for different films. They look at over 100 films when they go through their nominations. You mean to tell me not one of those nominations had anything to do with an African American? Now, there is an African American that sits at the top of the Oscars that also goes through those viewings. So I understand what the concern is, but how everybody's saying is that fuck the Oscars. If you feel like you need to have an Oscar to feel complete in your career, you got it all fucked up. Because the Oscars shouldn't define you like the Grammys shouldn't define an artist. I mean, you got to think about it like this. There's a lot of artists that sold millions and never won a Grammy. If black people feel like they fucked right now, you can only imagine how Leonardo DiCaprio feels. This man has put out great movies for years. He's been fucked by the Oscars more than anybody.
Yeah. What's that dude name? The one he just did that drug movie where he was like a assassin, and they hired him to protect this girl over there. I don't know the name of the movie, but he did a good ass role, bro, and like he should have been nominated. He hasn't gotten one in forever, like never. They was talking about him on not TMZ, but that other shit. My bad, that other shit. Access, live Access
Hollywood,
like that. Yeah, that shit. They was talking about that shit on Access Hollywood. Like you were saying, there's so many people. Not even just black, dog, but it's people of different colors that haven't even been nominated that play dog roles.
I mean, I just want people to understand that Leonardo, you know, is a great actor. You know, he's been doing this shit for a very, very long time. Yeah, as you know, like Will Smith. But Will Smith's not the only person getting fucked. So Leo's getting fucked too. So the boycott is dumb. To ask for Chris Rock to not collect a check for hosting a show is dumb. Don't fuck with that man's money because y'all mad over nominations. Don't talk about it one day of the year. Talk about it every single day. This has been a problem for years in the Oscars. The nominations, the wins. So you guys only wait around until the Oscars come around to bitch and complain about it. Don't boycott it one day. Boycott it every single day. Now, take it to Stacey Dash Coon approach, where it is she said that we should get rid of the BETs. We should get rid of our own, acknowledgement, forums, to desegregate the entire approach between, African Americans and, any minority in award shows or whatever. We have to get rid of the shows like the BET and stuff. Now, I think we should get rid of BET because it fucking sucks. Not because of the whole desegregation thing. BET sucks. everything on BET sucks. But the last person to sit up here and say something about desegregating and BET is blah, 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 is the motherfucker that collected a check from BET. So I get her point, too, to a certain degree. But you're a coon. You, everything that you, you hate black people, Stacey Dash. Even your cousin called you a coon. Dame Dash called you a coon yesterday. Which is pretty much the equivalent of being a house nigga. Or ignorant nigga. Me, I'd rather just call you a house nigga. Because every time Fox calls you, you go on there and you bash black people. Thank God for being the... You know what? I won't say that. I'll pull back off of that. Because the last thing I need is a one of the feminists, you know, to come and, you know, sending me emails or shit like that. So I'll back up off of that. Stacey Dash, you're dumb. And if I could have gave you the biggest hee-haw of the fucking day, I would. But, you know, Oscars, African-Americans, Africans, black people, look, I need y'all to understand. Fuck them. You shouldn't fight so hard to be accepted by somebody that don't want to accept you. Make your own lane, live in it. Conquer it. They still come back to us and try to steal our shit anyway. So guess what? Sooner or later, they're going to need us. That's just my thoughts.
Oscars, man, this shit is, in my opinion, dog, this is nothing but another distraction to take away from more important shit that's going on in the world, as they always do. Hence the Bill Cosby
low
shit.
Low clap.
The, you know what I'm saying, like, they want to boycott the Oscars but didn't boycott the BET Awards for not showing, you know what I'm saying, the Baltimore shit or the cases that was going on with these black kids getting killed. Like, but they didn't say anything about that. You know, it's a lot of shit out here that's involving black people, and black people in itself, and honesty is being coonery, because now it's, oh, we need to protect ourselves, but it all leads back into we have to stop killing ourselves. Like, that's it. If y'all gonna take a stand for something, fuck the Oscars, okay? Because it's not just 1 year. That shit comes around every year. So it's gonna be another nomination. A black person will win it one day. I'm not saying what this shit is going on right now is not wrong, but at the same time, like, that shit is null and void. Worry about this shit that they about to send 1,300 fucking troops over to Iran and deal with some shit over there. Like, worry about them. Worry about the fucking crisis that's going on in Flint, which that's not even a crisis because it happened in Detroit first. But, like,
you know,
it's so much shit, bro.
It's a lot of shit. It's a lot of shit. And that's why I said that, you know, the Oscar boycott is kind of dumb. I'm not going to sit up here and say, Chris Rock, I think you should not collect the check. Stand on the side with the other broke, mad niggas. Just to make everybody happy, you don't host the Oscars. Be mad like everybody else because nobody was nominated. I feel like that's kind of idiotic. You know, if you take that approach and you think that's okay, you know, then that's another level of ignorance that I'd rather not even talk about. So, to get off of the Oscars boycott situation, you know, I want to go into another topic today. This was a topic that was brought up to me by, you know, a couple people that I know, and they wanted me to talk about it because, you know, the advice that I give them is fairly, you know, fairly reasonable. And that topic is going to be cheating. I feel like this. If you're a cheater, and you know you're going to cheat, get the fuck out of the situation. Especially if you marry. Cheating is such a stupid activity. Cheating is for a person that it's easier to cheat than it is to be faithful. The hard work is being faithful. The challenge is being faithful. So I'm pretty sure, you know, this is a good topic to talk about before, you know, Valentine's Day. So people can get a perspective on what's going on. You know, I'm not telling you to go and search your significant other, like, phones and messages and shit like that. No, a cheater always tells them, like, on themselves. They always expose themselves. They always put things and hints and signs out there to where it is they expose themselves all the time. You know, I'll dive into this a little bit more, but what's your thoughts, Faze?
Well, I've been with my wife for a long time. We recently just got married last year, so, you know, February 13th will be our 1 year. And, like, before then, I was pretty much just like, whatever. Like, I didn't care. I was cheating. I was doing whatever. But that was before I got with her. And as I got with her, I realized, like, okay, if this shit is going to work, like, you have to make a change and you have to, like, really stick to it because relationships are very complicated and no one has it perfectly. We all argue. We all, you know, go through our ups and downs. But that's what makes that shit worth it. Like, if you're willing to stick with that person, and every time temptation comes around or you get put in a situation where you remove yourself from that situation and you go home with a clear mind, you know what I'm saying? I think that's when you can say you're 100% to that person. And being faithful and cheating, like, that shit gets you nowhere. If you have 5 or 6 girlfriends, that is 5 or 6 more jobs on top of the one you already work if you have a job. You know what I'm saying? You have to worry about not calling them the wrong names, you know, not having them coming over at the same time or you forget. That shit is too much work. I would rather just be with one faithful female and me be faithful to her. That way, no shit or no karma comes back where I end up getting hurt or I end up hurting her. Because a lot of females and a lot of men are out here damaged, whether people want to say that or not. A lot of women are damaged, and a lot of women are doing damage. But if a woman opens up to you and gives you her all and allows you to break them barriers down, and in return you do the same thing, and you have her 100%, then you should do everything in your power not to break that trust. Like, I recently got to a situation where I had lied about something, okay? And that argument turned from something that could have been so small, something that was so big, and now we good again because we actually sat down and talked about it. It's just all about.
You'd be surprised what conversation can do. Yeah, you'll definitely be surprised about what conversation can do for you.
Indeed.
Yeah, so I definitely agree with that. I mean, it's, you know, like, the whole damage thing is a good point. That's all cheating does. I'm like, because I feel like at any point, if you feel like you emotionally, physically, spiritually, mentally connect from a, like, disconnect from a person, it's time to go. It's no reason to cheat. It's just time to go. Nothing is more healthier than the truth. The truth is what they say it is. The truth will set you free. And it also, if you really care about that person, it'll set them free too. No reason to sit up there, lie, play games, and try to manipulate and all that other crazy shit. Just let it be done. You know, and I think that if you let it be what it is, let that shit rock and let it go, it's much healthier for everybody. But if you're being selfish and you decide that you want to keep both individuals in your life because, you know, this person has something that that person don't have and vice versa, then it becomes a selfish game and everybody being set up to hurt. That's the bad part about cheaters. They want to love the person that they with, but they also want to make up for that person's shortcomings. You are not Dr. Frankenstein. You can't take two people and make them into one. And that's my advice to the cheaters, is that you got to accept the fact that that person that you're with is going to always lack something until you bring it to their attention. Maybe in that conversation, you'll find out if you're meant to be with that person. If they can't give you what they feel like they're lacking, or you feel like they're lacking, then it's time to move on. It may suck to start over and rebuild, but it's a process. It's better than you ruining that person's life, and it's better than you ruining that person's time. Ain't nothing worse than waste time, because you can't get time back. I can get a lot of things back from a broken relationship. I can get, you know, I can get everything I ever brought you back. But the time is something I can't have back. So my advice to the cheaters is step up to the plate. Shut the shit down if you can't win with that person. Because at the end of the day, you have to look down the road and say, I see myself going through the struggle with this individual. I see myself building with this individual. We can have an empire together. You got to have a mindset where you can sit down and talk to that person, because you may love that person, but that person needs to be your business partner too. That person needs to also be your friend. So any successes that you're going to share, especially when you marry, you got to share it together. Mm. You got to work to get to that point together. See, cheaters don't like to be cheated on. See, me, I believe in fairness. I believe everybody should be upfront, and I believe that transparency is very, very important. If you cannot be transparent and secrets still exist in your relationship, that means it's time for you to walk away. You need to do some self-analysis, which means that you have to figure out if you could tell this person every single secret. Now, there are some secrets that you can keep. It's a little dumb stuff like, well, you know, my first kiss was this person. But that's a little small shit. Or well, okay, I probably snuck and bought this and you just didn't know it. Those are little secrets you can keep. But life-changing secrets you don't keep. The best, your significant other may not like what the secret may be, but they will appreciate it overall after you tell them, even though they may be angry. But they will appreciate it overall. So the importance is be transparent in your relationship. And if that's impossible and you feel like you got too many secrets, you probably need to be by yourself or not in a relationship at all. That's pretty much all I got to say. You know, it's at the end of the show now. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Surge Radio. And, you know, we'll definitely be back next week. You know, no more time off. We're going to kind of run through, and we're working on getting special guests now and, you know, bringing in some more music and getting more involved in, you know, the local activities and national activities as well. So me and Spades will be partnering up with different companies and sponsors to take Surge Radio to the next level. But, you know, you guys have been great thus far, and we really, really appreciate you guys. You can catch me tonight at the Royal Oak Theater, you know, for the Vaca Vaca party. You know, VIP, $70, you know, also regular tickets is $45. But, you know, make sure y'all come out, check us out. I'm hearing that 50 Cent's going to be in the building as well with F and Vodka. So make sure y'all there to support. And, you know, thank y'all for tuning in to Surge Radio. Anything you got to say?
Yeah,
have a great fucking day, everybody.
All right. Thanks for listening to the Surge Radio Experience, where shock isn't shock, it's real. I'm going to close it out with my man 16, mixtape track, You Know, and here we go.
But then,